So,
but the reason we changed zoning was to correct a lot of the issues that we have.
Correct.
Trying to.
Yep.
So if you zone that nightly rental and you come before me on the other, when you say that we would view it as hard, no, we would look and see that's nightly rental right there.
Well, already. This one is too. You could build a nightly rental home. You could build a hotel. You could build a restaurant. You could.
Mm-hmm. My point.
Yeah.
The commercial property in question, right across from our road, is owned by one of the family members in Table Rock Heights. You're all very aware of their ownership and what they are doing.
They also signed a petition opposing the store, so that speaks to their intent,
but it goes back to if they sell it, future. But again, that's what makes this one hard. I'm not. This is not a cut and dry. Boy, it just says making sense. I'm not prepared to take a vote. Are you guys prepared? Do you want to table it? What do you guys want to do? I don't know that anything can be said by either party to. And I know you guys are wanting resolution today. Are you closing regardless of, I mean, is it contingent upon?
It is.
Well, that wouldn't be fair to the homeowner then, because with the market the way it is now, and they put it on the market, if I wanted to.
It's not fair. They need an answer, is what mm-hmm. you're saying. Mm-hmm. Is anybody here to speak against Gail Myers' project? I'm just curious.
I don't think that was a fair one.
Mike, Sheila, do you guys have any thoughts?
I want to think just a minute more on another issue in regard to it. Is it fair for me to ask if you've had any contact with the people from Springfield on Bear Mountain?
I don't mind asking. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have searched also to try to find the owner of that LLC. It has been extremely difficult.
The individuals living is at 107, the one right there with the garage. With that terrain and everything, the way you look, are you able to actually see that other house at all?
We see the drive.
Okay.
We see the houses.
I can as well.
See the drive?
I can see the house from my house.
You can see the house?
Yep.
You know, something that was said when there were concerns about well and people and how many people and this and that, you know, just because there's a usage or sleeps eight, if you will, has the possibility to sleep eight, doesn't mean that eight people are always going to be there. If I were to move there, I'd have four kiddos with me, so there'd be six of us. And they're probably pretty loud, so.
Well, if you took your daughter and her family?
My daughter and her
family? Your daughter, your sister and her family.
Well, I'm just talking about if we were to buy it as a single, as a dwelling, okay. Not as a.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, as like if I were to buy it to live.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd still have people down there. So I don't think the well usage, septic issues.
Today.
Well, as they get older, there'd be even more issues. Water usage and cars and.
Well,
I'll have four teenagers all at once. Cole's talking about a 401k plan. I gotta figure something out.
County employees are blessed. Let me throw that in there.
What do you guys think? Do you have questions, Mike, Sheila?
I think I've heard both sides.
Yeah. I'll look at the attorney's letter.
You're not going to find any guidance there.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to need a 5-minute recess.
Go for it.
I'm going to take a 5-minute recess. We'll be in recess for 5 minutes.